Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier. I'm Gregor, and hello to Brandon.
Hey.
Really shorten that up.
Yeah.
Neither of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong, or, God forbid, we got right.
So last week we talked about centaurs. Right?
Yeah.
And this week I thought we were going to talk about centaurs. And so I just did a little thinking about them, like not like researching them at all, but I was just like thinking about them in my own
brain. We
know
what we are.
I was doing my own research, which means letting my imagination run wild. And I just had this idea, and I'm sure it's been done before, but I didn't want to Google it. But I had an idea and it was terrifying. And I just wanted to see like how you felt about it.
Great.
Okay. Centarpede. Is that anything?
The centaur centipede, just shortened to centipede.
Yeah, so it's a centaur.
Face sewed to centaur butt.
Yeah. Face, no, still like upper torso, human. Rear torso, horse, except 100 legs. So a very, very long horse.
God, I am disgusting because I thought human centipede only. So like it's the
a bunch
face
of centaurs
of
with their heads up each other's butts.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was going for. Okay. It's like sewed together, and so you're just constantly eating horse shit.
Yeah. No, that's the human centipede.
Human centipede.
I was just talking about a centipede, which, I mean, I guess you could also think it's like the upper half of a centipede and the lower half of a horse. But I don't even know what does the upper half of a centipede look like?
I'm sure it's got pretty dope mandibles.
Just terribly disgusting.
Yeah, I'm into it.
I love the word mandible, by the way.
Yeah, it's good, right? It's strong.
So good, yeah.
I'm reading a book right now by a guy called Adrian Tchaikovsky.
Oh, yeah.
And no, I don't know if he's any relation to the composer who wrote the music for the Nutcracker and everything else, right? Maybe, I don't know. But it's about terraforming a planet and it goes wrong and the, what do you call like things like us, the mammals like us don't evolve and instead it gets into the bugs. And so there's like, they're breeding these like superpower spiders.
Yeah.
And
terrible.
Ants and stuff.
Yeah.
It is terrifying. And I'm like reading it before bed and I'm like, how much longer can I? But it's really well written, so it's like very challenging. Anyway.
According to doing my own research,
thank you.
Adrian Tchaikovsky is British.
Hmm.
And not related to, as far as Wikipedia is concerned, not related to the other Tchaikovsky.
What's his name? Probably like Steve?
I think it's Peter.
Oh, yeah, because he's Russian, right?
Uh-huh. It's,
I don't think there's a lot of Steves in
it's
Russia.
It's Pyotr.
Yeah.
Pyotr.
Okay.
Pyotr?
Yeah, good old Pyotr.
The human Pyotr Pied?
Just a bunch of Tchaikovsky's sewn together. Classic. <Yeah. laughs>
He could finally play the entire Nutcracker suite by himself.
If you're that last Sophie, not sweet, right? It's like,
yeah, anyway, not great.
That last Pietor.
Pietor P.
Before we get running into things, I've been thinking about something. Tell me what you think.
Yeah.
Should I buy my terrible dog a kitten? Like, is that not, when I say buy, I mean just get. I don't mean like,
yeah.
Go to the kitten black market and
get a cat to feed your dog. Yeah.
Yeah. Should I feed my dog cats?
Yes, absolutely.
Because we have a dog who's challenging and she's fun and all, but she's like a pain in the ass. And then like, I want a cat of my own because my wife's cats are nice or whatever. But effectively, we'd end up with a dog and three cats. And so maybe that wouldn't be great, but I've always wanted to have my own cat. Yeah, that's a lot. So what do you think? You have like that many animals, yeah, right?
Well, I've got two dogs and we brought a cat home like in December. And yeah, if it goes anything like it went for us, no, don't do that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. No, the cat, I mean, like, the cat loves its life. And the dogs, like, I don't know. We also had a kid last year, right? Or no, almost the December before last, right? And
And
I think like our dogs thought that they were, you know, the center of attention, and then we got the kid. We didn't get the kid. We bought it off the Chinese black market.
Yeah, cool.
We got the kid, and then the dogs realized that they like got notched down one on the totem pole, right? And then we got the cat, and then the dogs are just like, no, no more. Like, this is enough. And so like the dogs are just, they, like, there's no violence, you know. It's not like the dogs and the cat are fighting. It's just that you can tell that they're all depressed. And I'm like, cool, cool, cool. Me too.
Who else wants some boner killing pills? Yeah. Let's go.
My dog's like, you already took my balls out.
Yeah, I just, you know, part of it is like seeing TikTok showing me cute kitten videos. And I'm like, oh, I want one of those. That sounds cool. And then like part of it is like my own feeling of life slipping away from being middle-aged and miserable. And then the other part is like, I see this like, you see the story about the guy that was trying to steal animals from the zoo in Dallas? Hello?
Dude, sorry, we just had like really bad latency.
Glitch.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, you see the.
Yeah, go back.
You see the story about the dude who was trying to steal animals from the zoo?
I feel like I follow zoo news pretty closely, and I missed this one.
Okay, well, back in the middle of January, somehow a clouded leopard got loose in the Dallas Zoo, and I was, like, reading about this today, and I read about it then, too. Shout-outs to my friend Kelly from the local sports team, who I won't out because she's probably not supposed to be as chummy with me as she is, I don't think. But anyway, because I'm media is what I'm trying to say. This clouded leopard got out of its enclosure and someone had tampered with it, apparently. And they found it. It was just, like, hiding somewhere like a cat does and sleeping or whatever. But it got out and they were like, that's pretty weird. And then, like, 3 weeks later, two of these emperor tamarin monkeys went missing. Also, like, now, like, clearly stolen, right?
Yeah.
A couple days later, they find it in an abandoned house in a closet. They get these monkeys back. Everyone's okay.
How did they just find them?
So, on a tip, I think, is what happened.
Okay, okay.
So, some, like, 25-year-old dude who used to volunteer at the zoo was busted being shifty at the local aquarium where the cops thought he was about to do something else. And I'm like, listen, dude, we all want a dolphin. I get it, okay? But, like, settle down, SeaWorld. You gotta, like, think about how impossible this would actually be.
I feel like we talk a lot about, well, all right. So there's this trend, right, in the American kind of psyche, where something like when you ask the general American populace, like the idea of how prevalent violent crime is or crime in general is, most Americans have a much higher thought about like how prevalent crime is, right? They mm-hmm. think it's like a very, very high ratio of crimes per capita. And
I wonder what's fueling that. Right. Certainly not the insane social and television right. news media being like, you should be afraid of crime all the time because it's out of control. Look at Seattle.
Yeah. Well, and in reality, when you look at the actual trends of where crime has gone, it's gone down massively over the last, I mean, specifically 5 decades, but even longer than that. It's always been trending downward. And I think what we're really missing here is the fact that we all are like, ah, cops and robbers and, you know, Grand Theft Auto and blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, never once has anybody told me to be worried about stealing animals from the zoo.
Also, great idea.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, if I were going to become a criminal, and I was thinking about, like, what do I actually want? Lots of money?
Orca.
Sure. Yes. An orca? Absolutely. I still to this day think about the field trip I went on to Canada when I was like 15, and we went and saw the beluga whales at the Vancouver Aquarium, and I was like, I didn't even think once about maybe taking one with me.
Hey, those things definitely have telepathy, right? Or like some sort of brain powers, right?
Yeah.
Like that, you get that big inflated head, like someone stuck a bike pump into their blowhole, and it's like there's certainly some extra brain stuff going on.
It's like
there.
That Simpsons character that you were telling me about last week.
Oh yeah, Ken Griffey Jr. Yeah. You know that Simpsons character. Well, this dude was he was busted, and he was charged with 6 counts of animal cruelty and 2 counts of burglary. As for the monkey business, like I said, they've been returned to the zoo and are unharmed, but they have to be quarantined since they left the premises, and you don't know what kind of weird stuff they got into, or like, did they go to the monkey strip club? We don't know.
They have monkey herpes now.
So far there's no motive for his behavior that I've read about yet.
He just wanted to hang with some cool animals. Like, what other motive do you need?
What type of person volunteers at the zoo that's 25?
Look, if,
and I'm not saying this negatively. I'm just like,
look, I'm almost 32, and I would absolutely, if I was like, if there was a zoo where I live, I would absolutely.
There is, man. It's the high school system. They're just keeping the kids there in prisons to show off what we're too capable of, bro.
Actually, there is I don't know if you call it a quote unquote zoo in Spokane, but it's actually, I think, more of like that thing from Tiger King where somebody just has a bunch of wildcats.
You ever been to the reptile museum outside of Seattle in Monroe?
Oh, no, I haven't.
No, that's terrifying. Yeah, you don't want any part of that.
Yeah. I feel like, I honestly, okay. We didn't. I don't think we did a question of the week, but question of the week is, if you were going to steal an animal from the zoo, which one would it be?
Dude, I mean, come on. I think. Can you guess which one I would steal? Steal. Hypotheticals are important.
Pterodactyls, first of all.
Yes, obviously. Yeah. Hypotheticals like this are important because people always try and pick them apart with their stupid nerd logic, and it like drives me crazy. This like pedantic, like, well, what about this?
How
like,
would okay. I get? How would I get the 5-ton grizzly bear in my Civic?
Exactly. Like, there's not room for that in my. I'd have to rent a truck from Hertz.
Yeah, it's like, we're not asking you how you do the heist. I'm just saying, like, basically, if you could take an animal home, which one would it be?
Well, so like for me, it's about we just had a big lag there. Sorry, bud. But for me, it's about you have to just say when these things happen that it just works, and like you just imagine like the animal like also wears sunglasses and a scarf to hide, you know, and no one notices. Yeah, it's just effective.
It's actually just 2 Komodo dragons in a trench coat.
Yeah, it's the what's your superpower gonna be? Like, and someone's like, well, flying. And it's like, well, how fast did you fly? And like, I don't know, fast.
Yeah.
Like, depending on the situation. Like, sometimes it would be around the world in 10 seconds. The other time, I would just be going down to the groceries. I don't know.
Yeah.
And, like, is it cold when you're up there? I just am immune to that.
I just can fly. What about other people? That's it, yeah.
Well, wouldn't you get tired of carrying someone else? Now they can fly too if I'm holding their hand. I don't know. Just you just have to accept these things and these hypotheticals, yeah. Okay? And that being said, giraffe.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah.
Like he comes home with me and just like munches on the neighborhood trees yeah. and stuff, and then he just kind of like lives in the backyard, or she.
Do you feel like you like, is that like a animal that you relate to the most?
Because I'm tall?
Because you're tall. Yeah, that's a lot. No, it's because of your long neck and the fact that you eat mostly leaves.
Well, you know that is untrue. Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I think it's because when I was a kid, like most kids, when you go to whatever zoo, I'm from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and so whatever the stupid biological park is down there, whatever they call it, they had giraffes, and we would go there, and it would be awesome. And, like, they seemed docile, and they're obviously aliens, yeah. and, like, think of two, if I had to pick two creatures that live on Earth that are, like, definitely not from here, that are higher up than, like, an amoeba, you know what I mean? If they're, yeah. like, multicellular complex organisms, it's, like, either jellyfish or octopus and giraffe, because yeah. you're like, this is like aliens like don't have the same vision as we do, and they're like, let's put some horses down there just and sneak them in to be part of their, and they're like, here's a horse, and like you and I were like, that is no horse.
Your depth perception is way off.
But to them in their ninth dimension, they're like, nailed it, Ed, you did a great job, dude, way to go.
It is funny to think about giraffes though, like when you think about the idea of evolution, and basically you took a horse and they were like, okay, it's a horse, but it needs to evolve in order to eat the food that's too high for the horse. And so you're like, if you asked a kid, hey, if giraffes didn't exist, for instance, right? You said, hey, tell us how this horse is going to evolve in order to eat that food. And you're like, I don't know, pull the neck really long.
Kid puts down his Laffy Taffy and he's like, what if you just did this? And the thing's like, and then how does it drink water from the ground? Oh, it gets weird.
For me, I think it's so I saw this Instagram account the other day that is just these like two Russian people who like rescued a grizzly bear when it was like a cub, when it was only like a few months old. They rescued it and rescued it from its abusive mother, and this thing like grew up without like an aggressive bone in its body, and now it just chills everywhere they, you know, it just chills with them. And so
it also has quite the opium problem.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And
it's so chill.
I was like, yeah, it would be pretty cool. If I can't steal, hypotheticals all out the window. I would like definitely steal a orca first of all. Yeah. And as long as I could, you know, have a tank that made it was big enough so it wasn't sad. And
no, you'd live flaccid, on the waterfront.
The flaccid fit. Yeah. Yeah. I would live on the waterfront. It would be my best friend. It would come visit me every day, and it would let me ride its back.
Yeah. Well, then you'd have some sort of, like, dead whalebone whistle that you could, like, that you'll stick it in the water. So like,
it's my Peterpede.
It plays in very complex, like, harmonies, and it's really stunning, actually. Yeah. The orca is also great at sea dancing. It's really... Point that tail.
Oh, man, okay. Like, I really want to go whale watching. Like, it's really what I hope that... It's what I really wanted for Christmas this year, was that my wife was going to surprise me with a whale watching trip. And she doesn't listen to this show, so I'm going to have to tell her in person that this is what I want.
Yeah.
But I really want to go see a humpback whale. And I know they're not in the zoos, but I would absolutely steal a humpback whale if I could. Yeah, even though they're a very communal animal, and you know, blah, blah, blah. But.
No, but it would just welcome you in because we just accept that. This is the premise of it.
That's right, man. I want the humpback whale to steal me.
Like some big Celine Dion ballad just starts playing right now. Like,
my house is destroyed as a humpback whale lands on top of it.
It can fly somehow too, so you get, it goes back to the ocean after that, and you don't have to worry about it breathing out of the sea or whatever. It's all good.
I mean, hey, we already know that. I mean, it is a mammal, and it does breathe oxygen out of the air, right? So
huge
it already
wiener.
Can breathe out of the sea. Thank you very much.
It's just it can't support its own weight, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Now, for me, back to the giraffe real quick. The giraffe is like, you ever see those things where kids draw a terrible drawing and then like a monster?
Oh, and then somebody like photoshops it to be real?
No. Close. Okay. But like the stuffed animal company like makes it into a real stuffed animal. Like that's what a giraffe looks like to me. Like some kid drew a shitty horse and then was like, they were like, wait a second, this is okay. We'll make this work. Yeah. And then we all just were like, yeah, I accept that.
Like that's how we got platypus.
Giraffes, all of them have unique body markings. Their spots, they're unique to them. And you can tell which region the giraffes are from by where their spots are.
Oh, cool.
By like the shapes and placement of it, which is pretty neat.
So. This one's from Gregor's house.
You can tell because it has a dinosaur-shaped brand on it.
I want to go back to when they found that... That's, was it a snow leopard or like a...
Yeah.
Yeah. So like this guy just let this snow leopard...
No, clouded leopard.
Oh,
sorry.
Clouded leopard. Okay.
Yeah.
Are leopards kind of like freaking like Avatar nations where you're like, you have your snow leopards, your fire leopards, your cloud leopards.
It's like the airbender.
So they just found this, like this leopard was just like... under somebody's bed making a lot of noise when they were trying to sleep, and they were like, oh, there's that cat.
No. It escaped its enclosure, but it stayed within the zoo.
Okay.
And so they found it like under a bench or something like that. Like it curled up under a tree or something like that. Yeah, purring away or whatever.
Here's another reason that you shouldn't get a cat. I mean, unless you really want one. You already have cats, right?
But like, no, I'm asking for your opinion, so you can say, like, I'm okay with you saying no.
I feel like you're the kind of person who has the same problem that I do.
I was waiting for you to say, hate cats.
that, you know, hates joy. You have the same kind of problem. I don't know if this is true or not, but you just strike me as this is where I have a very bad issue where, like, noises... bother me. Like certain noises really, really bother me. And like mouth noises, for instance. like people chewing with their mouth open. Or you know,
you like, should not get a cow or a giraffe.
Well, dude, I got a freaking cat. And this cat, it doesn't matter where I am, it just comes out of nowhere and starts licking itself. But like aggressively licking itself to where
Really,
it's like
dives
its head in. I'm like, oh, God. And it doesn't. I'll like go put it on the opposite side of the house, turn around, go somewhere, close the door, start doing something, and then I'll just hear. I might turn around and he's right behind me.
I had a therapist tell me once that sound like that, that like makes sounds that make you upset like that is suppressed rage.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee it is because it is not suppressed for very long. I have to like control myself when I put like in the middle of the night when I'm going to sleep or I am asleep and right next to my head, this cat that loves me very much is just licking all of its body, and I have to like make sure I don't just chuck it off of the bed, that I like gently set it off of the bed.
You should attach it to a Chinese surveillance balloon. Set it on its way. It flew over your house, dude. I mean, you might as well. So this now became a political story and it drives me crazy, but you I'm sure saw about the Chinese surveillance balloon that was spotted happily floating over the U.S. last week.
I can't believe this guy just let it out of the balloon zoo.
Gizmodo had the best headline for it. Hate it when that happens. China says it's checking if it accidentally sent a spy balloon to Montana. Then the story was like, no, it was just a civilian one. And then it evolved into balloon zoo and like, the very utilitarian, joyless version of Chinese communism as imagined by Americans parade in China was just like for like the Lunar New Year. It was just like white round balloons going down the main stretch there.
No shapes, no joy. We have Thanksgiving and then like I guess in Canada, right, they have Canadian Thanksgiving, which is like a month before our Thanksgiving. Do they have Chinese Thanksgiving where they do like their Chinese Macy's Day parade and it's just a bunch of like weather balloons walking down their like the Beijing main street?
It's just these egg-shaped balloons that are going by. It's really, I feel sad for the kids, to be honest with you. Obviously we ended up exploding it with a jet or something like that over the water, and then everyone's complaining about this guy did this and that guy did that, and there was three more that happened during that guy's turn or whatever. Okay, great. China's like telling us to chill out, we need to be cool, and then we weren't cool, and now they're like, dude, uncool, as they're like, spy balloons are going over our country or whatever.
It's just Montana.
Gizmodo with another headline today. Another one popped up over South America, and they nailed it with the China claims ownership of second not a spy balloon floating over Latin America. Which I think is just.
Are you saying that like China's response was like, dude, it was a joke, bro. Chill.
Like, hey, calm down. The least they could do is write like happy birthday on the side of it and be like, oops. Sorry. So, what do you make of that? Because, like, I have no concept of, like, foreign relations or, like, how you do.
Yeah.
We should bring in my buddy Sean, who's got a master's degree in political science, to talk about this, but we won't. So, like, what do you think of all these balloons? Like, why a balloon? Like, has this been going on forever? Do we only care because it's slow news day?
Like, yeah, I was trying to figure out why they can't just shoot the balloon down, and they're saying it's because, or pop it, I don't know, like whatever you do to a balloon. They keep talking about shooting it down, and in my mind, I'm like, it's a balloon, pop it. It's what you do, you just pop the balloon.
What is it going to do, crush the highly populated area of Montana? Just like wait till it blows an extra 30 miles and then bring it down, dude, yeah. Whatever.
That's, or like, that wasn't a humpback whale that landed on my house.
Who actually gives a crap though about either of the Dakotas? Just like wait till it's there.
Just give it to China. Who cares? Like let them have it.
Oh, I got it. You should have gotten a blimp and then just kind of like bonk, bonk.
just like, it back. Well, so the reason they don't do it, right, is because they're worried about what it's gonna, like, the damage or harm that it could cause to people or property on the surface.
Yeah, what if it's filled with poison gas or something like that?
Well, so I'm looking it up. I'm like, well, that must be like. When I pop a balloon, it just kind of like floats down and you know, you look at this thing, it's like the size of like, I not look at it, but what they say is it's the size of like 11 school buses.
Whoa. I want to know how big the array is that's hanging on the bottom. Like, how big is that part?
It is hung. Bro. But like, that's it's also floating at like, what do they say, like 60,000 feet above the earth, right? And so, and they're like, why can't, well, how did it end up like this? How did it not, how did they lose control over it? They can't control the direction or the momentum or the gusts or whatever of this thing. And it's like, how is, in 2023, with all of this technology we have, where we can fly unmanned drones to bomb children in other countries, like, jeez, how can we not control a weather balloon in, you know, from wherever, like some nerd, one of us sitting in the middle of China, like on their computer, just trying to make sure this thing goes where it's supposed to go. Like, I just don't understand how you lose. Unless it was like actually, you know, a spy balloon and not just like a rogue weather balloon that got lost because they flew it into the wrong jet stream at the wrong altitude or something. It's just like,
If it was a spy balloon, wouldn't you have like the self-destruct on it? If you were, you know, a fan of like 1990s action movies.
They're like, those self-destructs are like, oh no, throw it away before it explodes. This thing's pop.
Dogs around the county are like, woo, woo, woo. What if it is legitimately for weather study? Like, what if they actually are trying to understand how what they do affects or how that jet stream works around them and stuff, you know?
Man, guess what? They have the weather app in China too. Okay.
Do they? Do you know that?
I mean, I assumed because they make all the phones, so probably. Maybe that's how they feed the weather app. You know, I'm like, hey, what is it, snowing at Whitefish, Montana today? It's like, Chinese spy says yes.
I mean, not spy.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
So you're a guy with some tattoos. I've got some tattoos. Yeah. Pretty exciting stuff, right? Researchers at Columbia University have been able to 3D bioprint replacement skin for burn victims. And of course, my brain goes to the same conclusion, like, can that be tattooed? That's what I'm curious about. Is it like that legit? Does it have nerve endings and stuff like that? But, and it's definitely not to be used as an outer coating to the humanoid robots that Skynet is definitely working on. I feel like it's so powerful to give people who have to like literally wear their trauma. Like, that's got to be just awful. So if you could seamlessly replace that skin with what looks like natural, like, even though synthetic, it looks natural, like, flesh, that's pretty cool. But then I start thinking about, like, if you have, like, a tattoo you don't like, and you want, like, you know, because you got it when you were young and dumb, and now you look at it, and it looks young and dumb. Like, could you use synthetic skin to replace it, to, like, make it, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, could you grow it in its place? In my mind immediately thinks of, like, well, you got to cut out the other stuff first, which is a hard pass to me. Like, that is no better than the laser or whatever.
Right.
But
yeah, and then, like, I start. Do you just intentionally hurt yourself in order to, like, be like, oh no, I guess I need to get this experimental new treatment?
I'm just gonna walk into this fire.
Yeah.
Like, and again, like, I have the utmost concern for the people who this is meant for. which is the people that have disfiguring things that give them either traumatic flashbacks, PTSD, or whatever it is. That sucks or whatever. But also, how is it going to be, you know, how is a rich guy going to end up using it to their advantage or whatever? Then I started thinking about, like, how else can we get ink out of skin? And then that went into, like, how does the ink even stay there?
Yeah.
And if it's just like a particle in there, how come we can't break it down?
Right. Like, skin is constantly regrowing and being replenished and changing. I always think about, like, and it's probably just a very quick Google away, but, like, yeah, how do our tattoos not just kind of slowly work their way to the surface and then disappear?
Yeah, you pierce your eyebrow and your skin is like, get that out of here, but you fill it full of Bic ink. It's like, hey, stick around for a while. Or is the ink like, get out of here? Like, the skin's like, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, your mustache just looked so cool when you said, get out of here. Yeah, dude, that looks so good.
Thanks. Thank you. The important thing. Yeah. And I feel great. So I think that we talked about this last week and we're not doing it today because of logistics, but we're going to start tackling some single topics to figure out how stuff actually functions or whatever. And I feel like we need to do some research on how tattoos actually work, because just about everyone I know has at least one that's under the age of 50, let's say. And like I have several and I have no concept of what's going on. Like, I've written on my arm with a Sharpie 10,000 times. And it's always gone away. What is so significant that keeps the ink in place as the skin continues to grow and grow and grow?
Yeah. That is really, man, really makes you think, huh? Or what does the AI Seinfeld say?
Oh yeah, dang it, I don't remember that.
You know, so like you're talking about this, you know, bioprint, like 3D printing this replacement skin, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like we have skin grafts already, where they take skin off of other parts of your body and put it on places where it needs to be more, I guess. Like, how does that
work? And how effective is that? Does it work?
Right. I don't know. But like when you started, you know, saying, you know, not using the skin as an outer coating for the robots that Skynet is for sure working on. Like, I know you said humanoid robots, but like my first thought went to like, okay, how's a rich person going to use this on their robot? And then just like thought about like Bezos putting skin on his Roomba. It's just this like little fleshy vacuum going around your house.
You know what your Amazon Echo is going to look like covered in skin.
Oh God. Chodexa? Can we say that? Probably.
Nah, whatever. It's fine. I don't. No one's listening, yeah, Brandon. Yeah, don't worry, buddy. It's all good. Yeah. That's disturbing. And like all of the doom and gloom that comes around from like AI and robots and stuff like that. I love imagining the how lazy humanity will actually apply it.
Yeah.
And so, like, yeah, it like could be used for evil for making these machines, but in reality, it's going to be like things that feel good in your. That's what it's going to get used as.
But think about like the closest that we are to like a humanoid, like an actual humanoid robot right now is. I mean, I'm maybe
you see the Boston Dynamics one that's working on the job site.
That's what I'm saying. Is like maybe we're closer than that with some other company that has less good marketing than Boston Dynamics. But like right now, it still looks like a big beefy boy like body with pretty skinny robot arms, but it's obviously very strong, right? Like if you just slap
the lack of a head is kind of the biggest concern.
If you just slap skin on that thing right now, it would be very disconcerting. Like it would just like the weirdest proportion. It would look like that thing where you have a kid draw something and then they make it into like a stuffed animal. Be like, okay, draw a person. No, God, no.
Can somebody please render what it would look like if the Boston Dynamics, what do they call that, parkour bot, was actually covered in synthetic skin? No head, please. I just want to see what that would look like.
I'm just Googling right now to see if anybody's ever photoshopped it. Thank God, no. Thank God, nobody.
Also, please no pubes and definitely nipples, okay?
Yeah, yeah, it's a... That with skin, I think, would be one of the things that would be like the, okay, I'm done with the internet for the day today.
yeah, like, well, that's enough for me.
And it's like, and then you ask the question of like, you know how people ask the question of like, how does a horse wear pants? You know, like, how does the Boston Dynamics robot, how does it wear clothes? Does it wear clothes? it doesn't have genitals. Free the nip, bro. Free the robo nip.
I'm saying you have to give it nips. And then also, could we use them to practice tattooing on for people that are like apprentices and stuff? They have like sense scan to do that.
Yeah.
I think they'd make them too terrifying, though. I don't know.
Actually, you first have to ask ChatGPT what a robot would get as a tattoo. All of the humans burning.
I wonder what it would get. That's interesting. Well, let's see.
Are you asking ChatGPT what a robot would get as a tattoo?
Yeah, I'm going to ask. I think I'll ask. Let's see. Try. Please stand by. Okay, hold on. We're going to get this. My session has expired. Log in. Welcome back. Okay, sorry, this is boring. I understand, but
like, no, I'm on the edge of my robo butt right now.
Okay, what do you want me to ask?
What would a robot get as a tattoo?
I don't think it's going to give us an answer, Brandon. I'm going to be honest with you. It's thinking.
Okay.
It's cursor blinking.
It's like,
robots don't have skin, so they wouldn't get tattoos. Tattoos are a form of body art that involves inserting pigment into the dermis layer of skin.
So ChatGPT is the nerd that can't do like hypothetical, you know, what would you ask ChatGPT what animal it would steal from a zoo?
It labeled that as robot tattoo inability.
Oh, man. Okay, so what if you said if a robot had skin, what would it get as a tattoo? If a robot had skin, would it have nipples? These are the things that we need to ask.
If a robot had skin, would it have nipples? Oh, it's being such a nerd! It says, as an AI language model, I do not have the ability or desire, you don't have desire, to engage in illegal activities such as stealing animals from zoos.
Oh, okay. It is important to respect the law. I thought that was about the nipple thing. I was like, is it illegal for a robot to have nipples?
When you elect me, Senator Gerg, I'll make sure that robots don't have nipples.
Focus on the issues that matter at home. Give my Roomba nipples.
The concept of robots having nipples is purely hypothetical, as robots don't have skin or anatomy similar to humans. What are you talking about? They have like arms and legs. If a robot was designed to have a skin-like covering for some function or aesthetic purpose, the design of that covering, including whether or not it would have nipples, would be up to the creators of the robot. That's you and I, Brandon. Yeah, so yes.
So yes, it would. We can answer that.
Okay, cool. Right on. And it would get a tattoo of a burrito. So, hold on. Let me just ask one more thing. Which burrito is best?
Oh, dude, we made burritos last week and we put them in the freezer. And I kind of had a burrito today that I forgot about. And it was so good.
The best burrito is subjective and varies based on personal taste and dietary preferences. Some popular types of burritos include chicken, steak, pork, tofu, and bean and cheese. The best burrito for an individual may depend on factors such as filling ingredients, spices, salsa. Dragons hate spicy salsa, and additional toppings. It is recommended to try different types of burritos and choose the one that suits your taste buds the best.
That's okay. It just dawned on me.
Yeah.
The ChatGPT kind of sucks.
Well, if you ask it something that it can actually do, like,
but this is the thing, like
watch.
We already know, like, I could ask, you know, like, we already know that it's everything's going to be subjective, right? Like, I want this ChatGPT to get a personality and start giving me its like racist opinions and stuff that it's like for sure going to develop after being on the internet for 5 minutes.
Well, wait till Elon Musk gets his own ChatGPT, like whatever call that, which is like ScatGPT or something like that.
It'll just be called like Chat69. Yes. Butts.
420.
420, yeah.
In 50 words, how do tattoos work is what I asked it, and I'm waiting on its results. Because this is something that can actually look up and then like tell me, and eventually maybe. It's really thinking hard. I don't know if 50 words is maybe too finite a limit or whatever, or if tattoos are just that complicated. But maybe we could just replace this whole show by just like putting in a topic and then being like...
Just Nerd Talk Plus is now Gregor and Brandon ask ChatGPT stuff.
I love it. That sounds great. Yeah, yeah, because somebody, I don't know if we talked about this last week or not, but like somebody then made like a voice synthesizer that like will mimic the voices of whoever you want or whatever, and then had it read ChatGPT results. And so you could like, we could like make it sound like you and I, yeah. And what are we waiting for?
Dude, let's do this. I mean, that's
still,
so basically what you're saying is we could put, just bring this all back together. We could put skin with nipples on a Boston Dynamics robot, give it ChatGPT's interface,
yeah.
Give it a hybrid of your and my voice.
I feel like it sounds roughly the same.
Yeah, okay. And then ask it to go like steal an animal from the zoo.
It won't do it though. It's too much of a narc.
Yeah, it's true. It's like, I can't and have no desire. That's what's interesting is this AI is like, I have no desire to be illegal. It's like, well, thou doth protest too much, ChatGPT. I didn't ask you if you wanted to commit an illegal act.
You don't get a say in this, jerk. Okay, idea for the podcast moving forward.
Okay.
We pick a subject, say tattoos, right? How do the magnets, how do they work? And then... Sorry, Brandon's almost got a spit take out of you there. We should definitely do magnets, yeah, for the record. Yeah. I'm going to add it to the list. Yeah. But yeah, we should ask it whatever it is at the beginning of the episode and then not look at it. And then we'll discuss whatever it is that we think about the thing. And then at the end, we'll summarize.
Perfect.
And we'll see how close we are to what the robot thinks, okay?
Yeah. I love it.
I think that's a way to fact check. Well, it doesn't do any fact checking, but you know what I mean.
So... I think most importantly right now, what I'm curious about,
yeah,
is that if you were going to get a tattoo of what we talked about on this show today.
Oh, yeah.
What would you get?
Well, what did we learn this week? Let's figure this out, huh? Okay, well, I think I would get a headless giraffe robot covered in skin.
So wait, like... Okay, that raises a whole nother question, though. Is like, yeah. Does a headless giraffe stop at the top of the neck or the bottom of the neck? It's not a neckless giraffe. It's a headless giraffe.
That's fascinating because I don't think skin-covered ChatGPT robot has a neck either. So, like, it would just be like, like the weirdest horse-like creature that clearly could support a lot of weight but is missing it. Yeah.
It would not last very long because its entire body is designed to be able to eat the leaves up there, but now it can't.
What did you learn this week, Brandon?
I learned that I kind of want to steal from the zoo. Like, unlike ChatGPT, I have the desire to commit an illegal act.
Brandon, you always make me smile and laugh and everything on these shows, and I'm really grateful for that. But I gotta tell you, you've outdone yourself today because I want a tattoo of a human centipede. Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah! Thanks for listening to Nerd Talk Plus. I'm sorry. Just so, so sorry. We'll do it again on Tuesday at 10 a.m. on the Odyssey app, or download the as a podcast following that, or you can get it from whatever podcast provider of your choice. Odyssey app is our preferred. And thanks so much for hanging out, Brandon. Thank you.
Yeah, unless like you can do like listen to us unless Gregor gets fired after this show and I get replaced by a free version of ChatGPT.
Seriously, let's try and get two voices and have it read. What's going on? I think this could be so brilliant.
Absolutely.
Like, what if we did the whole show and then at the end, a robot version of us read what its version was, and then we could just leave it at that?
We could just give that my brother Steven's voice that just says, Google it, you idiots.
It's right there.
It's right there. I told my brother texted me and said he's very down to be our unpaid intern on this show and not have a speaking role at all, and just nodded us disapprovingly in another window on the screen. Anyway,
the problem is he's too busy teaching.
I
like
know.
He can't.
Friggin'
yeah,
nerd.
We got to figure out what his free period is so that way we can waste it. All right. Well, bye.
All right. Bye.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't get a say in this, jerk. Okay, idea for the podcast moving forward.
Okay.
We pick a subject, say tattoos, right? How do the magnets, how do they work? And then, sorry, Brandon's almost got a spit take out of you there. We should definitely do magnets for the record. Yeah. I'm going to add it to the list. Yeah. But yeah, we should ask it whatever it is at the beginning of the episode and then not look at it. And then we'll discuss whatever it is that we think about the thing. And then at the end, we'll summarize.
Perfect.
And we'll see how close we are to what the robot thinks, okay?
Yeah. I love it.
I think that's a way to fact check. Well, it doesn't do any fact checking, but you know what I mean.
So I think most importantly right now, what I'm curious about is that if you were going to get a tattoo of what we talked about on this show today...
Oh, yeah.
What would you get?
Well, what did we learn this week? Let's figure this out, huh? Okay, well, I think I would get a headless giraffe robot covered in skin.
So wait, like, okay, that raises a whole nother question, though. Is like, does a headless giraffe stop at the top of the neck or the bottom of the neck? It's not a neckless giraffe. It's a headless giraffe.
That's fascinating because I don't think skin-covered ChatGPT robot has a neck either. So, like, it would just be like the weirdest horse-like creature that clearly could support a lot of weight but is missing it. Yeah,
it would not last very long because its entire body is designed to be able to eat the leaves up there, but now it can't.
What did you learn this week, Brandon?
I learned that I kind of want to steal from the zoo. Like, unlike ChatGPT, I have the desire to commit an illegal act.
Brandon, you always make me smile and laugh and everything on these shows, and I'm really grateful for that. But I got to tell you, you've outdone yourself today because I want a tattoo of a human centipede. Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah! Thanks for listening to Nerd Talk Plus. I'm sorry. Just so, so sorry. We'll do it again on Tuesday at 10 a.m. on the Odyssey app, or download the as a podcast following that, or you can get it from whatever podcast provider of your choice. Odyssey app is our preferred. And thanks so much for hanging out. Brandon, thank you.
Yeah, unless, like, you can do, like, listen to us unless Gregor gets fired after this show and I get replaced by a free version of ChatGPT.
Seriously, let's try and get two voices and have it read. Like, what's going on? I think this could be so brilliant.
Absolutely.
Like, what if we did the whole show and then at the end, a robot version of us read what its version was and then we could just leave it at that?
We could just give that my brother Steven's voice that just says, Google it, you idiots.
It's right there.
It's right there. I told my brother texted me and said he's very down to be our unpaid intern on this show and not have a speaking role at all, and just nodded us disapprovingly in another window on the screen. Anyway.
The problem is he's too busy teaching. I like, know. He can't.
Friggin' yeah. Nerd.
We got to figure out what his free period is so that way we can waste it. All right. Well, bye.
All right. Bye.